Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Aloha, Mr. Hyde.
Well, hey there. Welcome in, everybody, to Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you on this Wednesday as we get things rolling into the college basketball season. We've now seen a game from all three of Wichita State, K-State, and KU. The Shockers and the Jayhawks follow KU with impressive opening wins in their respective openers. K-State, Wichita State getting theirs done last night. We'll get into all of that. It was one of the wildest NFL trade deadlines of all time. Massive moves made in several different spots around the league. None of them include the Kansas City Chiefs. We've long talked about potential moves that they might make and didn't see anything there. So we'll dig into all of that. Did the Chiefs make a mistake? And we'll go in through some of the bigger moves and talk about them a little bit as well today. We have Sri Islata joining us, our KU insider, here on a Wednesday to talk a little KU. We'll get his take on KU hoops and talk a little KU football as well. And then we should have Wichita State Athletic Director Kevin Saul coming up in a few minutes. He can help us go over the festivities and everything that happened in the Shocker opener and get us caught up with what else is happening there at Wichita State. It is all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumkin Pumpkin Ale, WBC's most popular seasonal beer that's made with actual pumpkin. It's served with a spiced rim. Yumkin Pumpkin, now available at Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. It is, of course, a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. Happy Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday to you, everybody out there, to those who celebrate this great holiday that we're trying to create here on Sports Daily. You get festive there with your coworkers, with your family, whether they want it or not. That's how we roll here on Sports Daily. Did you catch the games last night? Shocker fans, K-State fans, what'd you think of round one with your respective teams? How do you feel like they did? You can comment on it. You can leave us comments on Facebook, on YouTube, on X. You can also call us the old-fashioned way at 869-1240. That's always available to you here on Sports Daily. You can also leave us voice messages if you happen to be listening on the Odyssey app anytime as the show gets podcasted out. And we appreciate everybody listening to us on 12 News Connected. You get the Shockers winning it 75-58 over UNC Asheville. We don't know a lot about teams this time of year, right? Like that, we're at peace with that, but we can just lean on Vegas a little bit here. And the Shockers were only a 7.5-point favorite in a game that they end up winning by 17. I think that's a good sign. I think they far exceeded their expectations and they dominated in the second half of that game. Kenyon Giles, as we expected, led the way offensively, 20 points on 8-16 shooting, took 7 threes, only hit 2 of them. The Shockers were only 4 of 16 from 3. So that thing that has been a problem for them, they didn't certainly cure last night, just shooting 25% on a low volume, but they were able to score plenty. If you listen to the broadcast here, or I should say on KEYM, but on the Shocker Radio Network, you know how impressed those guys were with Caron Boyd. You see some of the defensive prowess he brings to the table. He had 11 points and 10 rebounds. It was a game where they were missing Jarrett Valencia, so you had to have some others step up into those big positions. TJ Williams, in his first start, did a nice job. 6 points, 2 blocks, 2 rebounds. So, look, you feel good about the Shockers. Drake Kindell was the other scoring presence with 11 points. And then it was kind of a balanced attack up and down. They rotated. Their main rotation was 7 guys. Noah Hill added another 12 minutes, but a lot of guys got playing time. I think a lot of us are paying attention to Will Berg early in the season as the big here. You know, played a long time there at Purdue, but not a lot of minutes. Zach Edey, a big reason for that. But how about 8 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 blocks, right? We'll take that. We'll take that. It was a good opening performance for Wichita State. So that is an impressive spot for them to do what they need to do. Over on the other side, K-State, that one was a little dicey there in the first half. They actually went into halftime down 1. Now, they were favored, I believe it was 17 points in this game. 17 points they were favored in this one, K-State, and they were down at half. And you're like, ooh, I was at basketball practice for my 5th grade daughter. And one of the other coaches, one of the other dads, K-State fan, and I'm like, what, they're down at half here? Like, I don't know what to tell you. And then all of a sudden they just explode in the second half. Outscore UNC Greensboro 60-30 in the second half. Message received. And they win it by 29. So you love seeing that. You love seeing that response from K-State. Of course, P.J. Haggerty, who there probably won't be very many games where he's not your leading scorer for them, 27 points. And look, he shot 50% from the field, 10 of 20, got to the free throw line, 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Those are the things you want to see from P.J. Haggerty. Andre Kostic, a guy that Wyatt Thompson has been telling us about for weeks, is a good shooter. Hit a couple of threes. K-State shot 14 of 27 from 3. Shot the lights out from 3. Nate Johnson was 6 of 7. So, and Abdi Bashir hit a bunch of threes too. That's a good sign, right? This looks like a team that can shoot it. We hope it's a team that can shoot it and supplement what P.J. Haggerty does, which, of course, Shocker fans know very well from his Memphis days, is be a high-volume guy that can really put it in from the free throw line. And K-State got everything they wanted to see out of the offense, I think, last night. 93 points in a game is always going to impress, but, you know, holding them to 64 is a good sign. I don't know how good UNC Greensboro is. I don't know how good UNC Asheville is, but we really didn't know how good Wichita State or K-State might be, just like KU the night before. So good season opening performances for all of those teams. Good to see. And it's a nice way to start the college basketball season and head into the first college basketball weekend. Of the men's and women's teams, only KU's women remain who have not played, and they'll play later tonight. Sports Talk here on KFH is presented by Paramount Plus. Watch the new season of Landman on Paramount Plus coming up here pretty soon. That will be a fun thing. And then we want to tell you about the Odyssey Holiday Hookup. So now through Friday, November 21st, we will be taking care that you can enter this. Odyssey taking care of the food and fun this Thanksgiving. Win a full holiday feast and Thunder tickets for the whole family, smoked ham, turkey, all the sides from Hogwild Pit Barbecue. That's over $200 in value. Then you'll get 10 tickets to the Wichita Thunder's Star Wars Night, which comes on November 29th. All you have to do to enter this contest, the Odyssey Holiday Hookup, is text the word thanks to the number 20357. That's thanks to the number 20357. Message and data rates apply. So good luck, everybody, with that. We've got some other contests to tell you about today. We'll get you a chance to win some iced tea. It is a festive Wednesday here on Sports Daily, hence the Hawaiian shirt, hence the Hawaiian tunes there from Max. We always try to get you through hump day with a positive vibe, good vibes, the island vibe there from Hawaii. We've got lots of fun coming up today. We'll get into this NFL trade deadline and what the Chiefs did not do when we return. It was a busy day, plus a pretty emotional day for Wichita's Breece Hall. We'll explain it all as we continue on Sports Daily.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland with you on a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. Tune into KFH tonight at 6 for some Chiefs talk coming off that loss to Buffalo. It's the Chiefs Kingdom Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Listen online at kfhradio.com or download the free Odyssey app and search for KFH. Also, probably in that show tonight you will get a little trade deadline talk as the Chiefs, on what I gotta think was the craziest trade deadline we've ever seen, do nothing. They stand pat. They don't do it. They had an opportunity. You'd have to imagine, as the Jets had a fire sale, and we've had the discussion a million times, and I have to believe that the discussion was being had internally, will we give up a third for Breece Hall? It was a roller coaster of a day emotionally for Breece Hall as he watched, and we'll get to these other trades in a minute, but Breece watched his, you know, some of his best teammates get traded around him. Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams both traded. It looked like they were going into a fire sale. You know, maybe Garrett Wilson, because he's already got that contract, is the only guy, but Breece is sitting there without a contract next year, and he's tweeting things that I think have since been deleted. You know, an ellipses, a guy waiting around a corner. He's reacting to people's tweets. He's changing like his backgrounds and all of these things. And lo and behold, he's still a Jet. Somebody sent something that was funny. He reacted to somebody saying they're willing to give up a third for Kadarius Toney, but, you know, we draw the line today. But it's different. Like, these are all different. We've talked about it. It wasn't just the third when you talk about Breece Hall for the Chiefs. It's the fact that it's a third in a contract that made that a big challenge. Are you going to give up a third with the possibility that you only get Breece Hall for the remainder of this season? And if it's the Jets, and I don't fault the Chiefs for it at all. We, you know, it would have been so much fun and we were all hoping for it. Didn't happen. And I was hoping for Breece Hall to get traded anywhere, quite frankly, but he'll have to finish the year with the Jets. It's the money side of it. It's if you're going to get Breece Hall and you're only going to potentially get him for the remainder of this season, when we don't know the full health status of Isaiah Pacheco, like long term, big picture, how much better could he make a Chiefs offense? Tons, right? This year, if Pacheco plays and the way that they've designed it, how much of a difference will it be over Pacheco Hunt and the fact that they're going to throw the ball as much as they are? Is that enough to give up a third? So I don't fault the Chiefs for that. I think it was a tough decision, and it tells you that they're probably not planning on spending a ton of money on a running back. But the Jets not trading him at all?
Yeah, that's the biggest
fire sale.
That's the biggest part of that. I don't know if you saw this. Connor Hughes of SNY up in New York reported that the Chiefs offered fourth.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
So, I mean, are you like, if you as an outsider, do you like the Chiefs trading a fourth for Breece Hall? Because I think that's a good trade.
Yeah. I would be okay with a fourth. A fourth is different than a third. They've been very good historically. They've drafted a lot of key players in the third. You know, I think if we went and were able to pull up, it's not a metric you could actually track, but, you know, the difference in long-term staying power in the league between a third and a fourth are pretty high. The Chiefs have been good in all of those rounds, but a fourth rounder, you're okay with it because Breece Hall is a stud. I mean, he's awesome. So, yeah, I think more than anything, it tells you that they're not – it's just not in their plans to spend a bunch of money at the position, which is what would have had to happen. Or they would have been perfectly happy giving up a third. When they gave up a third for Kadarius Toney had lots of player control, or they had lots of contract control over him. None of this was the Chiefs missed an opportunity, which was sort of the narrative as this came out. And it's funny how that happens. Like, all of a sudden, because the opportunity's there, everybody's like, oh, you got to just trade the third. When was the last time we felt like the Chiefs needed to invest that heavily in running back? It sort of happened right at the last minute, And so then everyone, it's dangling right there for you. And you're like, oh man, we got to go make that happen. And they wanted to give a fourth and they didn't budge. And probably look at, will the Jets flinch on this? And I don't blame them for that. The Jets not flinching and not getting anything when you're doing what they were doing elsewhere on that day is a mistake. Now they're going to get nothing for Breece Hall. So, I mean, maybe they can get a supplemental pick. I'm not sure how that works, but it won't be as good as a fourth. So that was, I think, in my opinion, it was, unless they had a third on the table from somewhere else, that was a mistake. That was a mistake for the Jets. All right. Get more into the trade deadline as we go along here and the other things. We are joined now by Wichita State Athletic Director Kevin Saul on the after Wichita State's impressive 17-point win to open the season against UNC Asheville, followed an impressive Shocker women's win on Monday. Kevin, I hope you're riding hard in that Hawaiian today. A lot to be happy about around the office.
There is a lot to be happy about. We've made some good first steps in both programs. Appreciate you guys having us on the show and look forward to talking about it.
So let's go to last night. Shockers, it was, tight in the first half, a huge second half. Did you see the things you expected to see with the first live ammunition flying in that opener for Wichita State?
Well, yeah, let's talk about the things that we've talked about on your show here the last several months since the guys been gone to campus in June. You guys remember we scrimmaged that TBT team and the feedback from the players and Zach was, man, you guys are really solid defensively. So you look at that and you say, okay, we gave up 30 points to Asheville in the first half. Typically teams score more points in the second half than they do in the first on average. We held them to 28 points in the second half, 58 total. Anytime you can hold a team to less than 60 is really good. And I think the important context here, guys, is UNC Asheville's a good program, and they've had a good 3 or 4 years here. They won 21 games last year, 22 the year before, and 27 the year before and went to the NCAA tournament. So last 3 years, this program's won 70 games. It's not your typical home opener. The first half was interesting. We got a little bit bogged down. You could tell there were first half jitters on both sides. Shooting from the perimeter was tough for both teams because I think they're both very guard heavy and defensive oriented. But we go in last possession down one in the first half. Caron Boyd hits a huge three-pointer to put you up four at halftime. Pretty much maintained that 4-6 point lead throughout the second half and then went on a 15-2 run to end the game. And win by 17. So, again, we're really pleased. UNC Asheville's good programs, good start. It's a nice step forward for our program.
Kevin, as we've been talking about this roster, the one thing that we've learned for the past couple of months is that Kenyon Giles is going to be a heck of a player. And it kind of showed last night. Just that feels like just kind of the tip of the iceberg what he did last night as well.
Yeah, he's going to be a focus for teams defensively. There is no doubt. Because the guy can just flat out score. I remember when we were working our way in April and May in the recruiting process. And Coach Mills and I talked about Kenyon Giles. He just said, man, the kid, he's a really good leader. He's great in the locker room. The kid can absolutely score. And that's kind of been the update in the media, right, with you guys throughout the summer is the kid can score. And I think you can see that. He has a knack for scoring. And so you guys know the deal. As teams focus in on him defensively, that'll open up some other things. You saw some nice elements from Will last night, some good elements from Emmanuel. And I think you saw, guys, at one point in the first half, the foul count was 10-5 against the Shockers. And Coach Mills put in Noah. And I thought Noah did a really, really nice job in some critical minutes. He played almost 13 minutes. He did a nice job, and so you'd hope to be able to develop a three-man rotation down low. But the things that we've been talking about with this team, guys, defensive strength, being able to shoot it from outside. Again, it was only 4 of 16 last night, 25%. We'll be better than that as we get into the season. Defensively strong, you've got versatile bigs. They're physical, right? They're not going to back down from physical. You saw many loose balls where guys are diving on the floor, and that's going to be the culture of this team. And so I think it was a really good step forward for us and just would encourage our fans to come on out on Saturday night. We've got Prairie View A&M at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. We've got our cheapest tickets in decades, both on the season ticket side and single games. And nice crowd last night. I thought our students did a really nice job. We had about 600, 700 students there last night. We hosted a pregame tailgate for them over at Shocker Hall. So we'll continue to do some nice things, and we need a fast start because we need our community in Charles Koch Arena.
Yeah, it was great, and we can stay on that. We had our live shots before the game, and it was hard to tell, but the one thing from the angle we were at is the student section was full, and they were there early. I think over the course of things, that's probably for an opener on a Tuesday night against that kind of opponent, probably a pretty decent crowd there, but the energy seemed to pick up, and I think that you know that matters. We talked about that probably more than anything this offseason, is just how fun it was to get the vibe with the TBT and to fill it up, and it speaks to winning. 17-point win, that's what it takes. Sure. I'll be curious to see, Kevin. It's too early now, probably, but as they start to pile up some wins, how that translates over to things like ticket sales.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I'd credit to our. We've got three new members, staff members in the ticket office, and as they came in last year, they said, you know, we really need to adjust the student ticketing process and make it easier for our students to get to games. And they spent a lot of time. We've gotten a lot of support from campus to be able to do that. And so they can go on their phones now and they can claim their tickets as opposed to having to go to six different locations on campus. It was a little too complex. But at the end of the day, I think we had 500 pre-claim their tickets last night, and maybe another 100, 150 show up not the night of. So great student crowd. I thought our community ticket crowd was great, guys. We've got almost 200 of those. We've had two donors step up and provide concession food vouchers for all 200 of those tickets for all 17 games. So we've got young people in our community that wouldn't otherwise get into Shocker games. And so many nonprofits involved in that. They're getting a good meal and they're getting a good product on the floor. So again, as we press, right, we had a little over 5,000 announced there last night. We got to get to 10-5. Nobody's going to be happy till we get to 10-5. We've got some steps to get there, but we keenly understand we're going to win as a community, and we need our community in Charles Koch Arena.
That's right, Kevin. Let's switch over to the women that we've talked about, you know, throughout the summer as well. As we talked to them at Media Day the other day, you know, they're in the same spot as the men are, basically. You know, I think I see two names on this mock score that I remember seeing last year. I think they had 11 transfers coming in. You know, what's the outlook on them? What did you know? It seems like Coach Nooner's heading into this year in a different mindset.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because. Yeah, Bree and Mai are the returners from last year, and they've added some unbelievable young women in our program. And I'm excited about this women's basketball team, guys. I would, if I'm describing to your listeners that haven't seen them play yet, the style of play reminds me of the play that Terry Nooner was involved in with the Roy Williams team. It's a frantic defensive pressuring, stealing the ball, trying to speed up your opponent type defense. They can hit the outside shot. They're hitting contested layups. They've got options down low to be able to score down low. Guys, anytime you can score 96 points, I don't care who you're playing, two consecutive games, you can tell that it's going to be a good offensive club. And I believe this is a team that will, by the end of the year, will have broken the single game steals record and probably will break the season steals record. So we're trying to wrap our minds around a really good promotion having to do with steals, but it's a really good club. It's a fun product. We've got a game against Northwestern State tomorrow night at 6, and then they go on the road at Western Kentucky, and then they're in Kansas City for a game against Missouri State. So that schedule ramps up. They've got some good clubs on their schedule. They got UC Irvine, Texas Tech, Oral Roberts, Middle Tennessee State. So I'm really excited about where this team has come, and 10 or 15 seconds more, really proud of Terry and the staff because we've had two consecutive 10-win seasons. So as they've elevated the roster over these last couple of recruiting periods, Terry also recognized the need to pour into the cultural aspects of the team. What are our core values, pillars of our program? How are we reinforcing accountability? How do we get the assistants involved? How are the players involved in ownership, accountability, and responsibility? Terry and his staff have spent a ton of time on that from basically March through June. And I think you're starting to see that play out from the cultural perspective.
Let's talk real quick about volleyball, Kevin. We are coming down the home stretch there. The American Conference tournament is in a little more than 2 weeks. I'm looking, the Shockers, look, they've got some room to make up ground here. They do get games against some teams they're right there with in the standings. How much, based on what you know about the league, will it matter, seeding and those kinds of things over these final four games? Three of them, by the way, at Charles Koch Arena.
Yeah, the seeding really does matter. So proud of Coach Lamb, the staff, the team. We're 16-8, about a 67% of our winning two-thirds of our games. That's good. We're 8-4 in league. We've got a game, a win against the receiving votes, Arkansas. We've had some really nice wins along the way. I think our best win came on Sunday. Really, last weekend, we did the road Florida swing at Florida Atlantic in South Florida. Beat South Florida on their home floor for the first time this season. South Florida has lost. That's the only match, and they swept them 3-0. So to go to Florida Atlantic, win 3-1, go to South Florida, win 3-0, you got an opportunity, regardless of your seed, to make a deep run in the conference tournament. That's certainly what we expect. So Friday night this week, guys, at 7 o'clock, we got East Carolina. And then Sunday at 1, Charlotte, two very, very important games. And then the next Friday is a really big one for us, 6 o'clock Friday the 14th against Rice, who's at the top of the league. And then we finish at Temple. And these are really important games, right, because we're sitting at 8-4 in the conference standings. There are three teams at 8-4, Florida Atlantic, which we would be above. Tulsa's at 8-4. They'd be above us because they beat us twice, so we got to get a game clear of them. You got North Texas at 9-3, South Florida at 10-2, and Rice at 11-1. So we want to get into that top four, get a four seed so that you've got a favorable draw in the tournament. You got a chance to go out and win that thing, get to the NCAA tournament again.
Kevin, I got a bit of a random one here to wrap us up. Going back to men's basketball, debuting the MTXE jerseys last night. What goes into designing those? I know you've talked to me about the equipment services and what they've done through all this process. What's that been like with Nike getting these in the door?
So it's been really good. The switch back to Nike is, you know, I've been doing this for 27 years, and I think 25 of them I've been with Nike. So they do a really, really nice job, and we're really pleased with the process. It was a fun process to design our jerseys and get those in. You know, we had a really, really nice jersey set our women were wearing, some new grays. But there's about five or six new jerseys on both the men's and women's side, and you'll see those unveiled throughout the season. Nike's a great partner. They do a great job, and I know that our student-athletes really, really enjoy wearing that product, both in the locker room, out of the locker room, on campus, and in the game. So Nike's been great, and we look forward to unveiling some really cool jerseys as we move forward here.
We will look for those. It was big wins for both basketball programs to open the season. Wichita State Athletic Director Kevin Saul here. We appreciate the visit. The Shocker women play again tomorrow at Charles Koch Arena. The men on Saturday. GoShockers.com has all your ticket info. Kevin, we appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for having us on the show, and go Shockers.
There goes Kevin Saul. Programming note, Sharias Lada got caught in travel, so he will not be able to join us next hour to talk KU. So we will proceed otherwise. The trade deadline, TJ, was absolutely wild. We thought maybe, right? Like maybe it could be. And then all of a sudden we start seeing firsts flying around. We start seeing real contenders making massive moves of significance. We see all kinds of things happening. And here we go. This is what trade deadlines are supposed to be. And I'm so glad the NFL has caught on to Major League Baseball and this has become a thing. I don't know how quickly all these guys can acclimate, but that was wild yesterday.
Yeah, it was wild. And the best thing that I saw is that it takes me back to whenever the Ravens were trying to get two firsts for Lamar Jackson. People wouldn't do it. And now it's like, oh, people will trade two firsts for Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams, excuse me. It's crazy, but I agree. I mean, I probably would have made those trades as well. I don't know. They're pretty rich to send first-round picks, especially for the Dallas Cowboys.
We'll dig into the big ones here. You know, the biggest, most noteworthy for teams that we feel like are contenders were the Sauce Gardner trade to the Colts and Rashid Shaheed to the Seahawks. I think we'll start with Sauce Gardner because the Colts have been very good. They did lose to Pittsburgh. That is a lot for a corner, two firsts. Now, the Colts I saw this yesterday, and I think it was a really good point. The fact that the Colts were willing to trade two firsts should tell everybody that they believe in Daniel Jones as the quarterback of their future. You don't make that trade if you think you're going to need to be in the market for a quarterback. So it reinforces the confidence they have in Indiana Jones, and it adds one of the best defensive players in football who's young, who's under contract. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. And so is it too much for a shutdown corner, one of the bright young players in the league, two firsts, you know, probably with their trajectory to mid to late firsts? That's a big haul, man. That is a big haul for the Jets. I'm okay with it. I'm fine with it. He's a great player. They better hope he is wildly impactful. But yeah, I guess I'm okay with it. And I'm okay with it because they, you know, they feel like they're there, and they do. And we've talked about it before. Man, they've got a balanced roster. If Jones is the guy, they've got bright young stars all over the offense. They've got a developing, they've got a good line. They've got a developing defense, and he'll make their defense better. So, you know, in a lot of ways, yeah, I get it. Two firsts is a big ask for a player of that caliber. If you're the Jets, you make that trade, no doubt about it, because when you're as bad as they are, a great corner isn't helping you win football games.
So that's the thing, is that this happens all the time in basketball. This happens it doesn't happen in baseball because you can't trade picks in baseball, but it happens all the time in basketball where people throw picks around like hotcakes. This is like, this doesn't typically happen in the NFL. Like, is this the right thing for the Jets to do? To unload all this, to like basically just say we're starting from ground zero almost.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they're not very good. They're worse than we thought they would be this year. Significantly worse than we thought they would be this year.
It's just a matter of like that. That just shows that the Jets have no faith in like, we're going to keep these guys. We'll build around them next year, which they've done for 4 years. I'll give them the credit.
It's not that the Jets lack the thing that you have to have to be successful in this league. They don't have a quarterback. And until you do, great players like that aren't going to make the difference. You have to be near flawless in this league to win without a great quarterback. The Vikings come to example. They've been such a good roster with questions at quarterback. They get Sam Darnold, but they've pieced it together. They had Kirk Cousins, who was good with them. They had Sam Darnold, who was good with them. Now they have JJ McCarthy, and we'll see how he does. But there are teams that are talented, and you have to be honest. That's why I think the Jets were smart yesterday, done with Breece Hall, because they were just stubborn at that point. Like, you have to be honest with yourself in the NFL. Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner are superstars. But what are the chances that those guys help the Jets win a Super Bowl? I mean, they are minuscule, right? Because they're so far away. They don't have a quarterback. This isn't a great quarterback class coming up. So they may not draft one in this class coming up. You don't see it there for at least the next 2 years. And that's, you know, about when those guys are going to, you know, either run out of a contract or get to the point where they want an extension or all of those things. And so, yeah, if you can collectively pick up four firsts for those guys, that's how you rebuild a roster. Because ultimately, you got to have all the pieces around a good quarterback. And as young as those guys are, they're not pieces that are going to help them probably over the next 2 years. Garrett Wilson, you'd like to have him whenever you bring in a quarterback, right? Like, I get that one, but I think you probably listen to the same kinds of offers. You want to give me two firsts for Garrett Wilson? Go for it. So they make that decision. I thought that was good. And I thought from their perspective, it was good on the Quinnen Williams trade.
It's such an interesting concept, but you're right. Like, the way the NFL works, and every professional sports league works like this, is that you build to try to win the Super Bowl. And it's like, the NFL is such a top-heavy league where it's like, are we going to see the Jets win the Super Bowl in the next 30 years? You don't know. Like, they might not be good for a decade.
The question is always the same. Who's your quarterback? Right. The great teams right now, the dynasties, the teams that are consistently good, all have one thing in common. They have great quarterbacks. And unless you have that, you've either got to catch lightning in a bottle or be like the Rams, for instance, the Rams going to get Matt Stafford at the time when they felt like they had such a good roster made sense. And now we've seen Stafford have a little probably length in his career. Maybe they didn't anticipate, and it's been a really good move for them. But, you know, those kinds of things happen. The Lions had been building that roster forever, but Stafford's getting older. I don't know if we're being honest, if they knew Jared Goff was going to be able to be what he's been for them, but they made a move because they felt like, what's our window look like? It was an honest move that they made, and that's what you have to do. And this takes us all to what the Cowboys did yesterday. Micah Parsons, they essentially, you know, they got Kenny Clark and Quinnen Williams for Micah Parsons. The picks kind of just swap around a little bit, and people are like, oh, is that really, you know, they're just compounding on a bad Parsons trade, but they're not. They got Quinnen Williams for half the money of Micah Parsons, and he has another year of control. He fits their window. Their window, to me, in my opinion, is next year. That's their window before they have to take the nuclear option. And so that move, to me, made a lot of sense. Though both of those moves, that we were kind of joking at the Logan Wilson trade yesterday that, oh, this is Jerry's big move. That makes more sense now. They just added players that are going to make their defense better next year. I don't think it's too late this year, but they'll make them better next year. They are building a defense around a pair of defensive tackles that are probably as good as anybody in the league. And they were able to keep their two draft picks next year to try to load up around Dak Prescott, because that's their only option right now. I think the Cowboys have been, for all the things we like to make fun of Jerry Jones for, it's the most honest they've been in the Micah Parsons trade, the opportunity to get a guy like Quinnen Williams for half the price of Micah Parsons and to try to build the defense that way. The defense has been an abject failure. Matt Eberflus has not been good as a coordinator. The players are not nearly good enough. Maybe they can piece it together and try to sneak into the playoffs this year, but that's a move for next year. And I think it makes sense to do it. It's a move to build. They have money and they have draft picks. They used a little of that to go get a guy who is as good as anybody in this league, not named Chris Jones at his position. He's been awesome over.
So they
his
have
career.
Two. They have 2 full years of control after this year.
I believe so. Yeah. Yeah. But again, the window is next year. I mean, it could be 2 more years, I suppose, but I doubt it. And, you know, we're seeing things on their roster that are troubling. Their offensive line hasn't been as good as they would have hoped. So by making that sort of trade, that's one less need, because now they might have a needed offensive line. It was a move to me that actually made quite a bit of sense. So I thought both teams did that. We talked about the Jets not trading Breece Hall. The Seahawks trading for Rashid Shaheed is pretty sneaky good. Pretty sneaky good. He's good. A fourth and a fifth. That's, you know, a fourth and a fifth this year is that's not a small price tag, but Rashid Shaheed's good. And they've added to that wide receiver room, and we saw Horton have a big game. Cooper Kupp has not been what they hoped for, but Shaheed helps that offense be better, and it probably helps them run the ball a little bit more because it forces defenses to focus now in on another guy with Smith and Jigba. But for a team that we're trying to figure out if they're real contenders, I liked that move a lot yesterday. It's one of my favorite moves of the day. I'm a big Rashid Shaheed fan, and I think he makes that wide receiver group quite a bit better.
Yeah, the Seahawks team, I mean, we've talked about them, about what we think about them. I think that they're a legit contender in the NFC, and I think that they just got that much better. With Njigba, you know, opens up so much more targets for the rest of the field. We've seen Cooper Kupp miss some time, I believe, so that helps that as well. So that was one of my favorite ones as well. The Sauce Gardner one's the one that, you know, is he worth 2 first-round picks? He got 2 firsts, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, that was kind of the one where it's like, that might be a little bit rich, but he's going to help the Colts a lot as well. So those are definitely the big three for sure.
He's a good enough player, but that is a big price tag for a corner. And then the other one of significance to teams that feel like they're contenders, sort of in the Rashid Shaheed mold, is Jakobi Meyers. That one was maybe a little more of a desperation trade, I think, for the Jags because they've lost Travis Hunter and now Brian Thomas Jr. is hurt. And Jakobi Meyers wanted out of Vegas. So a fourth and a sixth. I think he needs a new contract. I'm not sure they're going to give him one. It might have been an overpay, but Myers is a good player. And I would say it's more of a desperation move for the Jags, but you know, at least they're kind of not giving up on the season when they've got a decent record. So I can respect it. But man, we're just not. It was just like bomb after bomb. I felt like the Major League Baseball trade deadline yesterday. It was, you just kept getting alerts, and you're like, whoa, what? And that I'm telling you, to see the Jets making all those moves, and to not see Breece Hall traded. As good a day as the Jets had toward a rebuild, that was such a mistake by them. Such a mistake. All right, we'll come back. We'll get TJ's thoughts on the Shockers last night in attendance there on the other side in the next hour. And we'll talk about the Chiefs now that we know they're not making any moves. This is it. This is what they've got here. Will it be enough? We'll discuss on Sports Daily in the next hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.